أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه وإن ربك ليحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 123 and 124, Surah An-Nahl. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and focusing on Ibrahim alayhi salam was because the Quraysh of Makkah themselves had claimed that they were following the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Yahud, the Nasara, had also made the same claim. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the purity, the excellence of the personality and the deeds and amal of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Then we commanded you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا, that you follow the millah, the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who was Hanif. In other words, he had pure monotheism, pure tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The word Hanif actually means to disincline from any kind of association to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to incline completely towards the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa kana minal mushrikeen, and he was not from those who associated partners with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect with regards to the Yahud themselves. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. Certainly, we had only made a sabbath, that is the sabbath and its sacredness, binding upon those who had deferred regarding it. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the Saturday that is honored by the Yahud. And the difference that had come up upon them was that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made for a particular community to fish and to earn on a Saturday haram. And those people began to differ with regards to what extent that hurmat, what extent the prohibition be, to the extent that some would take the nets and put it into the sea before the Sabbath would start, and then they would take it out after the Sabbath. Others had observed the Sabbath 100%, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab had come upon those people. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. And certainly your Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, will adjudicate, Allah will judge on the day of Qiyamah in the matters in which they had deferred. In other words, that hisab will be to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his commandment to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and we find that this deen of Islam aligned most to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, insofar as Tawheed is concerned, insofar as Hajj, the sacrifice, the Qurbani, and the other aspects of the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.